KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, with a high near 90 and winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Red Oak police report two arrests took place late Tuesday. Authorities say a little after 10 p.m., 22-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton of Red Oak was arrested on an active Montgomery County warrant for harassment in the second degree. Hamilton was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, 64-year-old Marcia Elaine Lehman of Griswold was arrested on an active warrant for third-degree harassment. She was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The owner of a pair of small food markets in southwest Iowa is opening two sets of refrigerated lockers in nearby communities that no longer have grocery stores. Theo Ramsey, who runs Ramsey's Market with grocery stores in Lenox and Manning, is now offering the locker service in Shelby and Walnut. Ramsey says it's a simple system.
Folks would shop online, and you know, if they get in their order by 5 p.m., we guarantee it the next day by 5 p.m., usually much earlier. Folks would get a notification when we've delivered their stuff to the locker, and they punch the code and pop open their doors, grab their stuff, and go home.
Each of the outlets has 30 lockers, 15 refrigerated and 15 for frozen foods. People who plan a little ahead a little, he says, say it's a cost-effective, convenient way to get your groceries.
You have delivery fees as low as free for orders $100 or more, and then, you know, if it's $90, it's a $1 fee, $80, a $2 fee, and so on. It's also a membership service similar to Amazon Prime, where you have a membership, monthly or annual membership.
Ramsey is calling the new venture Fresh Out of the Box, and he anticipates it will quickly become very popular. It's not just about the groceries, he said, but it's about keeping people in their rural communities and helping those towns continue to grow.
Rural grocery stores have been closing at an alarming rate, and we looked around and thought, what could we do? So we've been working on this for about 3 years. It's bringing convenience back to communities that have lost their grocery stores. It is a safe, very socially distanced way to shop.
The lockers are part of a pilot program funded through the Iowa Economic Development Authority's Rural Initiative Program. Ramsey was awarded a Catalyst grant of $100,000 and an Empower Rural Iowa grant of $20,000 to kickstart the estimated $1.9 million project. Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning and heard a request from Rural Atlantic resident Glenn Nelson to maintain or pave a Great River Road or 635th Street, which runs just east of KJAN Studios for the purpose of the trail. The road runs north to Dunbar Road, which is near the Nishna Valley Trail's head. Supervisor Steve Green said there have been discussions held about paving the road for trail use over the years, but it always came with a hefty price tag.
Basically, one of the plans that was discussed was to go clear out to where the bike trail ends and pave everything all the way in. It was going to be like $1 million a mile to use the Hypro surfacing, according to the previous engineer. And that was something that, for a bike trail, $2 million was going to be pretty large investment.
Green said it also didn't meet the requirements and specifications for a bike trail, and there were other routes that were looked at. There have also been issues from time to time with right-of-way easements. Green said Cass County naturalist Laura Canning has looked at acquiring a Rails to Trails grant for the project, but the organization didn't want to shell out the money required for that project.
They did not feel that they would probably put any money towards paving a roadway as part of the rail trail.
Ideas are still being batted around, but to date there's been no firm action that would allow such a project to proceed. Supervisor Mark O'Brien said there's definitely a lot of interest, but no one wants to fork over the money.
I had talked to a state guy out at the state office that was talking about there's grants out there to get that connected. He said that's one of the, this is one of the high priority connections that they would like to get done, but like I told Glenn on the phone, it's going to be hard to use taxpayer money for that, and I'd be more than willing if we can find grant funds, but always talked about and never brought forward.
In other business, the Cass County supervisors approved permits to sell cigarettes, tobacco, alternative nicotine, or vapor products for three area businesses, and they approved the abatement of taxes on parcels owned by the Iowa DOT. That was just a sliver of land in a ditch near Messina. The city of Messina for 104 Spruce and three parcels owned by the city of Wyota. The board heard from Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan, who reported the Iowa Alert System, WENS, the Wireless Emergency Notification System, is being retired and replaced with a similar system for notifying residents of severe weather, civil emergencies, and other special announcements. It'll end on June 30th. Once the new system comes online in July, persons currently registered through Cass County's Alert Program will have to re-register in order to continue receiving those announcements. Additional details and specifications are expected to be released soon. Cannon said also they're using COVID relief funds to paint a wall in the supervisor's boardroom and will install a 70-inch flat-screen TV, which can be used for multimedia presentations and video conferencing purposes. The TV will be installed where the old cabinet-style whiteboard bulletin board was on the wall. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.